In this topic, we ask a different first question in conflict. Most of us naturally ask, how do I make this stop? Or how do I prove I am right? Or how do I get them to understand what they did? Those questions may feel urgent, but in the peace fire, we learn to begin somewhere deeper. We ask, Lord, what are you doing here? That question does not mean the conflict is good. It does not mean the other person was right. It does not mean pain does not matter. It means we believe God is present and active, even when conflict feels confusing. Romans 8:28-29 teaches that God works in all things for the good of those who love him, and that his purpose is to conform us to the image of his Son. That means God's purpose is not merely to make life easier. His purpose is to make us more like Jesus. Conflict often exposes what comfort hides. It may expose fear. It may expose pride. It may expose a demand for control. It may expose a wound that needs healing. It may expose a relationship pattern that needs truth. It may expose an area where we are relying on ourselves instead of Christ. This is why the peace fire is so important. The peace fire is not only about calming down, it is about turning toward God's presence and asking him to form us in the middle of the fire. Philippians 1:6 says that God, who began a good work in us, will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Conflict does not stop God's good work. Sometimes conflict becomes one of the places where that work becomes visible. So when conflict begins, pause before making the other person the whole story. Ask, Lord, what are you revealing in me? Lord, what are you inviting me to surrender? Lord, what truth needs to be spoken? Lord, what love needs to be practiced? Lord, what is my next faithful step? This does not remove responsibility from the other person. It simply keeps your soul before God. Before moving on, think of one current or recent conflict. Instead of beginning with, how do I win or how do I escape, ask this, Lord, what are you doing here and how are you forming me to respond in Christ?